The killings came to public after pictures of bloated bodies floating in the river circulated on social media. Humanitarian agencies involved in retrieving the corpses claim the victims suffered violent deaths after investigations showed that several bodies were riddled with bullets. However, the Ethiopian government has denied the pictures, calling them fake news, stage managed by the Tigrayan forces. The incident follows 8 months of war between Ethiopia's central government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF. The TPLF has been designated a terrorist organization by Ethiopia's central government. Friction is also mounting between Ethiopia's government and international aid agencies trying to stop a humanitarian crisis in Tigray. Two aid groups, Doctors Without Borders and the Norwegian Refugee Council, have been suspended for 3 months. Michael Baleke reporting from Kampala.